And we now come to the news from Seaford and New Haven, generously sponsored by Richard Foster Piano Tuning and Servicing.
Port Manor, Barchester Healthcare's new luxury care home in Seaford, has opened its doors in style with a grand opening performed by the Mayor of Seaford, Councillor Maggie Wearmouth, in front of invited guests from the local community. Barchester's Chief Executive Officer, Dr. Pete Calverley, and General Manager Nancy Walford hosted the event and invited guests to view the stunning new 55-bed care home, along with its beautiful landscaped gardens, which is now open and welcoming its first residents. The home has been designed with residents' comfort in mind, and the team at Port Manor will offer residential support, respite stays, and specialised dementia care, all delivered by a dedicated and passionate team of trained professionals. General Manager Nancy Walford commented, "We are delighted our home is now open. Our residents are at the heart of everything we do at Port Manor, and we do look forward to welcoming them and their families and becoming an active part of the local community. We take pride in really getting to know each of our residents to provide tailored care and support, ensuring dignity and choice in every aspect of daily life." Barchester's CEO, Dr. Pete Calverley, added, "Port Manor is going to be a wonderful home. Nancy and her team here will offer personalised care for the people of Seaford and the surrounding area in this lovely setting. We are thrilled to add Port Manor to our Barchester family of quality care homes and hospitals."
A Peacehaven man has turned his life around after losing an incredible 8 stone, 12 pounds, and earning a place in the semi-finals of a national slimming world competition. Along the way, he even got a personal congratulation from footballing legend Paul Merson. David Thake, 68, was chosen out of thousands of men who attend slimming world groups across the UK and Ireland to attend the semi-finals of Slimming World's 2025 Man of the Year competition. He was joined by 41 other inspiring men at the organisation's head office in Derbyshire and says the whole experience was unforgettable. David, who slimmed from 21 stone, 4.5 pounds, to 12 stone, 6.5 pounds, says, "I'd been unhappy with my weight for a while, but didn't really know what to do about it. I found my local Slimming World group after a leaflet was posted through my door. I didn't know what to expect, but I was welcomed with open arms and no judgment, just support. I soon realised I wasn't alone. Everyone there understood exactly how I felt, and the group quickly became my weekly reset. Together we talk and plan for the week ahead, and how to navigate situations that may send us off track. And that's been key to keeping me motivated. Even on weeks I've not felt like it, the group has been there to get me going again. I love that I can still eat all my favourite meals, like burgers, spaghetti bolognese, and eat and mess too. And I don't feel like I'm restricting myself. Thanks to Slimming World's food optimising plan, David found the weight steadily came off. He began to feel more energetic, and when his consultant started to talk about Slimming World's physical activity support program, David liked the sound of that too. He says, "My consultant Val talked about all the benefits of moving more, and despite never thinking I'd enjoyed exercise. I decided to give it a go. I started going on daily walks and did couch to 5K, and now I absolutely love being active. I go to the gym 4 times a week and love walking, running and swimming. I've learnt that keeping the weight off long term isn't just about what you eat, it's about being active too. And now I really look forward to getting out and moving my body. Now 8 stone, 12 pounds lighter, David says he was over the moon to be invited to the Slimming World Man of the Year 2025 semi-finals. He says, "My group gave me the confidence to know I could reach my target. They helped me to start to believe in myself, in my ability to lose weight right from my very first group. And being here today, 8 stone lighter, is unreal. On top of that, being at the semi-finals of the Man of the Year competition, surrounded by people who've changed their lives, like I have, and then meeting Paul Merson, has been unforgettable. We had a chat about my journey and the changes I had made, and he was so down to earth. Former England and Arsenal star Paul Merson, who's spoken openly in the media about his own health struggles, said he was blown away by David's achievement. What David's done is nothing short of incredible. Losing that amount of weight takes real commitment. But what impressed me even more is how happy and confident he is now. He's clearly made changes he can stick to for life, and that's what it's all about."
Plans for a temporary shisha bar and shawarma grill at a barbershop in Seaford have been rejected. Snips at 9 Sutton Park Road had applied to Lewes District Council in December 2024 to change the use of its rear garden so it could create a shisha bar for seasonal use. The proposal included a plan for a food preparation unit with a shawarma electric grill, an electric pizza oven, a 2.1 metre high wooden shelter with a felt-covered roof and a seating area. But LDC's decision notice confirmed that the plan has been refused permission. It said, "By reason of its scale, intensity and proximity to residential accommodation, the proposal would result in an unacceptable level of harm to the residential amenity of the occupiers of the flat above and surrounding properties." It continued, "The development is likely to give rise to increased noise, disturbance and loss of privacy, particularly during the summer months when the use would operate daily between 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. The proposal fails to demonstrate that these impacts can be adequately mitigated." Shisha is a form of smoking where flavoured smoke bubbles through a bowl of water and is inhaled through a hose-style pipe. The application's design and access statement for the shisha bar said, "There will be no music or audio entertainment available, but shisha, which is non-tobacco pipes, are proposed to be provided. There will be a strict policy of no alcohol or tobacco use allowed on the site, but it is intended for the quiet enjoyment of users away from the commercial street location. The owner's intention is for this temporary and seasonal refuge to be for paying customers and will operate in summer months between the 1st of April and the 30th of September. It said, "The businesses on either side of the commercial site are presently also in the catering and takeaway business, and this addition would fit perfectly with the present street scene." The statement also said, "Shisha smoking involves no tobacco use, therefore posing no risk to health and the environment." But the British Heart Foundation has stated, "Shisha can increase your risk of heart and circulatory diseases because it usually contains harmful chemicals." The charity explained, "Even if you use tobacco-free shisha, the smoke still produces harmful levels of toxins. Since being submitted, the application received many letters of both objection and support. One resident objection to the plan said, "If this application is approved, we will be subject to 9 hours a day, 7 days a week of disturbance, loud music, noise, odours, some toxic, smoke, carbon dioxide, tobacco, and metal residues." And one resident supporting the plan said, "This proposal offers far more than a business expansion. It represents a valuable opportunity for Seaford to evolve while staying rooted in its community spirit." And they said, "Rather than yet another national chain, this proposal brings something unique and locally driven. It diversifies the town centre's use, increases evening vitality, and supports the council's own economic priorities around protecting small traders and encouraging adaptive reuse of commercial space."
An animal rescue centre has received permission to build a new horse track to enhance the welfare of the animals. Raysteed Centre for Animal Welfare at the Broyle, Ringmer, submitted a planning application to Lewes District Council in May for the first phase of a three-part plan. The proposal was for an equine track and to relocate a porter cabin and replace it with an isolation building to house potentially contagious species. It was also for the provision of a small extension to the welfare block to improve access and flow. The development plan is aimed at enhancing the health, comfort and welfare standards for the animals, as well as improving facilities for visitors, volunteers and staff members. The proposed changes are designed to support higher standards of animal care rather than altering the site's fundamental use. Raysteed's proposal to develop an equine track system is based on research that highlights the benefits of natural movement for equines. Wild equines browse for 16 to 18 hours daily, covering vast distances. In contrast, domesticated horses often suffer from obesity in conditions like laminitis due to restricted movement and high sugar, low fibre diets. The current area where the track is proposed offers a basic exercise for the care and management of animals that may be sick, injured, or potentially contagious, and make sure they can be isolated from the other animals to prevent the spread of illness. Additionally, the isolation building will offer a safer and more controlled environment for staff when handling vulnerable animals. Raysteed's application said phases 2 and 3 of its development plan are under refinement, but would be submitted later at separate full planning application for the site. Phase 2 involves a top yard and a new small animal building, the demolition of existing storage buildings, the conversion of an existing dog kennel building, and the construction of a new office and storage facilities in the dog kennel building. Phase 3 includes improvements to car parking, a new two-storey visitor hub, and a new warehouse for the storage of bulk goods.
And that brings us to the end of the news for Seaford and Newhaven.